Roger. Well, I was hoping to catch the sunset, but I see off in the horizon thick cloud cover, so I guess that's it. Anyways, so I put in over at the pole where I had that other camper parked there for a while. Well, a friend of mine needs a place to park his for a while without it costing him $300-something a month in a space that he wasn't even living in because he bought a house in town. I said, well, I'll park it over here. Well, it's a much bigger camper. It's a fifth wheel. This thing's huge. It also includes a toy hauler in the back, is what they call it. So you can, like, park your motorcycle in the back, drive it up in the back, strap it down, or use it as another big bedroom, whatever. But the connection for the RV hookup on that was 240-volt 50-amp. And not the 30-amp 120-volt. So I added another receptacle there at the pole, so now both types can be plugged in there.